Super hot weather in store for southern Saskatchewan, and I was just thinking this morning, whenever my parents would leave us with my grandparents in the summer because they had to work, my parents, we would beg grandma on a hot day like this, oh, please turn the sprinkler on, please, so we can all run through it, and we'd be drinking from the hose, and if we were really lucky, grandma would take us maybe for an ice cream later in the day. It's one of those kind of days. Kids are out of school, and I know there are some grandparents who are in charge of childcare in this day and age, and that might be the way to go, although it's a little more easier now to go to a local splash park and maybe use the outdoor pools. Oscana Park Pool will be cooking today. But be aware of the signs and symptoms. There is a difference between heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Our family physician, Dr. Carla Holinati, joining me. What are those differences now?
They kind of live on a spectrum together in a category that we call heat-related illnesses, and they go from really more mild things to more serious things. Heat exhaustion would be more mild, and heat stroke would be the most serious sort of end of that spectrum. So with continued exposure to that heat and continued changes that happen in your body, eventually your body just can't cope with that exposure anymore. And instead of doing things like sweating and trying to get rid of that temperature, your core body temperature starts to rise and gets to a point where it starts to cause complications in your brain and your organs and can be life-threatening in the case of heat stroke. In heat exhaustion, we tend to see things like headaches, nausea, dizziness, weakness. Maybe people are feeling really thirsty, they're quite sweaty, and their body temperature starts to go up. These are the people that feel like they're sick. They feel like they have a fever. They feel unwell, but their brain is still working okay.
And then heat stroke?
So in heat stroke, now what's happened is your body can't cope with it anymore, and you start to see those complications, including the brain. So these people tend to have a body temperature that's now high, so 40 degrees or higher usually, and you see those mental effects. So they're confused, they're uncoordinated, they're dizzy or they're fainting, or they might even be unconscious. And this is a medical emergency. This is a call 911 situation because that high heat is now compromising the brain and the internal organs. If you're noticing somebody's developing symptoms, the best thing to do is recognize it early and move to a cooler place to prevent that progression into heat stroke, making sure that you're drinking lots of water and then watching everybody around you carefully. And if anybody's starting to develop those symptoms of heat exhaustion, that's a sign that it's time to move inside right away.
Dr. Carla Holinati, are there any underlying health conditions that can actually make someone more prone to developing heat stroke or heat exhaustion?
So like most things that we talk about, being quite young or older in age put people at risk. And that's just because the ability to regulate temperature isn't sort of at full capacity anymore. There are some medications that can impact your ability to do those things. So that would be things like some high blood pressure medicines, like beta blockers or diuretics, some antihistamines, some sedative medications, some antipsychotic medications, and then things like alcohol and drugs.
Okay, so we're watching our kids, the splash parks, the pools are busy this week. Just in the little ones, what are the signs of dehydration?
So in kids, you can sometimes see them get even earlier symptoms. So sometimes they'll get a little heat rash, or if their skin's becoming red, they might be complaining that they've got a headache. Maybe they're saying that their stomach hurts. Maybe they're getting some muscle cramps in their arms or their legs and their belly, and they're feeling like their muscles are sore. They're really seeming more thirsty. They're looking really hot and flushed and red and super sweaty. Those are all symptoms that it's been too hot for too long and it's time to cool off.
Our family physician, Dr. Carla Holinati, do you have a problem? Obviously, water is a great way to stay hydrated. What about sport drinks?
Sport drinks have definitely a place. Important to remember that lots of sport drinks that are available have a ton of sugar in them. But if you're a person who can't avoid strenuous activity in the heat, that might be a place where those sport drinks are more reasonable to try and replenish that salt that's being lost as you sweat. And replacing it can help prevent some of that muscle cramping.
Doc, I'm really curious, how often does it happen in the summer that someone walks through your door and has a sunburn so bad they need medical attention?
I mean, every year we definitely see several people who have really toasted themselves. They can be very painful, right? A sunburn is a burn. Sometimes we'll see people that have, you know, those big blisters, or they're really sloughing off big chunks of the skin once those blisters have healed. And they're at risk for all those skin complications that you would have seen from other burns, especially with that skin peeling off. It can get infected. You can get scarring. So we can have people be very uncomfortable with those as well.
How do you soothe it at home?
I always harp on it every time we talk. Prevention is always the best medicine. But if we've now had a sunburn, cooling the skin off, having a cool shower to cool the skin down can make a big difference. Ice packs if you're feeling like there's a really tender spot. And then making sure that the skin is staying hydrated. If you've got those big blisters or you're not sure, give your family doctor a call and we can help you navigate through it safely.
Dr. Carla Holinati, I appreciate all the tips. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
-29 degrees yesterday, 30 today. The heat is definitely on. It's going to be on for a few days. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's not often that I suggest the impact weather today is for Moose Jaw. Only. For now. It could be Regina. We got a heat warning.
Yeah. So just, yeah, pretty close to us. But yeah, just kind of starting a little to the west of us and pretty well encompassing a lot of the southwest areas today. And as we heard from Environment Canada, Sarah Dykes this morning says, yeah, I mean, the warning could come to Regina if we get another degree.
Possibly,
or two.
You know, the weather turns.
I'm surprised it didn't get to 30 yesterday as I was out for a walk
on
Canada
like
Day. I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, it feels humid. It felt like it was warmer than just 29.
I started moving dirt around in the backyard with a wheelbarrow, and I was taking a lot of water breaks. Stopping a lot. It felt a lot hotter than 29 degrees, but never did get to Canada Day celebrations. But judging from social media and what I've heard from some coworkers, it must have been a record turnout.
It was, yeah, and it just seemed busier, you know, everywhere. Yesterday we heard, you know, Regina Beach was packed with people as well. You just mentioned Wascana Park. It's always busy, always tons of events going on there. And, you know, just as I was out about yesterday, you could just see more people either out or driving to wherever they were going to. A lot of backyard get-togethers probably.
Yeah, and I don't have a dog anymore. So it didn't happen to me last night, but it was loud enough. It woke me up. I went to bed fairly early and the fireworks going off.
Yeah.
Normally my dog would be jumping in the bed.
I knew we were going with that one, yeah.
The fireworks were probably a big hit as well last night too. And a few people in my neighborhood were firing off fireworks last night. Anyone in your area?
No, I didn't hear anything. I mean, I was probably in bed earlier than, you know, when they would have actually fired them off. But they weren't able to do the hot air balloon rides either. It was
too windy.
Park yesterday. Yeah. And I mean, it was only, I think I looked and I think it gusted to 30. So it wasn't like it was horribly windy. But I mean, you've been up in one of those before. Don't conditions have to be absolutely like almost
perfect? Well, it's
got to
be pretty still. Yeah, yeah, they are. It is a big factor, the wind. But yeah, that's unfortunate that they couldn't go up there. But yeah, happy Canada Day. Looks like everyone really enjoyed it yesterday. And some of the other headlines that we're following here this morning include the NHL, which you probably saw yesterday. A little free agency started up, and your Jets, were they enhanced at all or not?
They made a couple, I would call them minor signings, but when it comes to Jets fans, we're really watching Nikolaj Ehlers. He's one of the top unrestricted free agents out there. He hasn't signed with another club yet. He's testing the waters, he says. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he won't come back to Winnipeg, but the chances are probably not good.
And of course, as an Oiler fan, I'm not surprised Connor McDavid was not announced yesterday as re-signing. They pretty much have said, you know, they've given him a break away from hockey, and that's going to get done. But they did release Corey Perry.
Right.
Imagine him going to the LA Kings, who 4 years in a row have been beaten, and now the Oilers.
I was going to say, Corey Perry's been in the Stanley Cup Final how many years in a row? So I kind of almost want him on my team so we can go back or go there for the first time. But Mitch Marner, that was the big one as well. So he signs with Toronto, and then they immediately trade him to Vegas. So
$96 million contract.
Yeah.
Incidentally, speaking of Vegas, yesterday there was a wild dust storm that knocked over power poles everywhere. Traffic this morning is at a standstill because hundreds of their power poles on Tropicana Avenue, which is a major artery of Vegas, is at a standstill this morning because they can't go across with all these poles.
I guess people just have to stay in the casinos and gamble longer.
It's nice air-conditioned comfort, at least. 6:58. Lots of fireworks for Canada Day celebrations. Moose Jaw had theirs last Saturday night. And then last night, of course, in Wascana Park. Thumbs up or thumbs down to the fireworks. I was not there, but they said they were going to roll out some biggies. Were you satisfied with the fireworks? 1-877-300-7275. Certainly sounds like there were a lot of people in the park yesterday. And good on the volunteers for putting that together. They did a lot of work, that family fun zone, and there were activities everywhere, and the entertainment stage had some great entertainment, local, and of course Harlequin was there as well, and then the fireworks too, so apparently a great turnout. How'd you celebrate Canada Day? Elbows up in your backyard, 29 degrees Sunday, maybe on a deck or patio with a cold one? I heard it was an epic turnout in Regina Beach, too, for their annual Canada Day festivities. And in Ottawa, literally thousands turned out there to celebrate the country's 158th birthday.
Definitely feeling pretty patriotic today.
Elbows up and all.
I think we have all the feels about Canada right now. Elbows up for sure.
This year more than any, we need to come together and celebrate what a fantastic country we have.
It's been a really challenging year in some ways for Canada, but I think we've really come together and responded positively.
Also in Ottawa, Canadian actor, Vancouver-born Ryan Reynolds. He was there with his wife, Blake Lively, because he and a few others were getting the Order of Canada. And backstage, Reynolds was asked if there was one place where he feels most Canadian.
I think Capilano River in British Columbia. You know, that place is really special to me. And when Wrexham was playing the Whitecaps was a very unusually surreal moment for me. And immediately after the match, we went to Capilano River, my daughter and I, and that's a place that I've gone to since I was little. Almost every day after school, I'd go there. So that's where I feel, I think, most at home, which I associate with Canada.
The Wrexham and Whitecaps, I'm sure many of you know, reference to soccer and Wrexham, that series on Disney Plus of his. Very interesting, I might add. Of course, it was also Prime Minister Mark Carney's first Canada Day as PM. He was on the main stage in Ottawa.
We find ourselves in a situation where our economy is being attacked. As the world becomes more divided and dangerous, Canadians are uniting.
He did not get through the day without having to field a question or two about ditching the digital tax Trump had used as a way to call off negotiations last Friday. Carney said, I didn't care.
Look, we'll see. We're doing what's necessary in order to get the best deal for Canadians. And we get the best deal for Canadians, we'll agree to it. If we can't, we won't. I mean, it's that simple. We are making progress as a whole. And, you know, look, what we did this week is something that I think we were going to do anyways in the end for the deal. But the other elements are coming together, need to fully come together. We'll work hard. Maybe not this afternoon.
He wanted to leave that interview and immediately go back to all the festivities. But it's ongoing. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date as conversations, tariffs continue in the coming days here, too. Look, the hot weather that is here now is pretty serious. You want to make sure that you're staying hydrated. And, of course, using sunscreen. There are many who have to work outdoors and, you know when to step inside where it's cool. Eric Dykes from Environment Canada tells us, Regina, we're just on the edge of some areas that have heat warnings, like Moose Jaw.
A nice southerly flow across most of the province today. Ridge of high pressure is moving off slowly to the east. And on the western side of that, we get this southerly flow of wind. And that's bringing in slightly warmer temperatures than what we've been seeing the last few days. And thus the commencement of this heat warning off to just of the west of Regina. What we're looking at for criteria for this heat warning is a daily high today of 32 degrees or warmer, overnight low of 16 or warmer, and then again another high of at least 32. And so the areas that have this heat warning, we're expecting at least those types of temperatures throughout the next 2 days.
So again, the areas with those sort of temperatures for the heat warning, Moose Jaw, Swift Current, Assiniboia, all under heat warnings for today. Well, One or two people that are probably quite excited. There's no practice today are the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They're in a bye week. So probably looking at a little tape, getting some rest and relaxation, and likely watching the Bombers, who are 3-0. We're 4-0. The Bombers 3-0 could tie us at 4 if they beat Calgary tomorrow. So that's when the CFL cranks up again. Ah, one of those iconic 80s songs, Blondie, led by Deborah Harry, who just had a birthday yesterday on Canada Day. She celebrates her birthday. And I'll admit, I was a little shocked to read this, that Deborah Harry just turned 80. And I saw her on television, a few months ago, and she does not look 80 years old. Brent Laux, I know he was probably roller skating to that song back in the day. He joins me now as he's filling in for Evan Bray. Mr. Laux, you there?
I am, Mr. Morgan. How are you today?
I'm well. Can you believe Blondie's 80? That kind of shocked me.
You know, I saw that picture of her, too, online celebrating her birthday, and I thought, good on you. Well, and Rod Stewart performing at Glastonbury the other day, and he's 80 years old as well. You know what's going to really be crushing for the soul of us baby boomers is when these musical icons of ours start passing away. And I, you know, some already have, of course, but you think about the big names, the Stones, Rod Stewart, Blondie, all these, when they're no longer with us and we're still here, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm back in the life here.
Point well taken. I want to ask you about Canada Day. Yesterday it was 29 degrees in Regina. I actually felt it was warmer on Canada Day. I was looking for my favorite craft IPA in the back of the fridge yesterday. And as I drove around town, I also noticed a lot of people with Canadian flags on front yards or waving the flag, you know, those little vehicle flags in the windows.
Yeah.
Did you see anything like that? Did you get the sense?
Big time. I recently moved into a new apartment building, and I was impressed by how many people had Canadian flags hanging off their balcony, stuck in their windows. I think this is all part of this kind of renewed patriotism a lot of us, maybe not all of us, but a lot of Canadians are feeling. And on that same note, it just put a smile on my face when I saw a photograph from New York City. I don't know if you've seen this, but the people that operate the Empire State Building had red colors on the Empire State Building as a tribute to Canada yesterday. And I thought, man, that was a classy touch.
Yeah, that is cool. And I had read too somewhere that there's just a little more than 800,000 Canadians living legally in the United States. And I would love to have known how many of them put out the flag in the U.S. on Canada Day. I think a lot of them are a little patriotic in that sense, too, as we are here right now. So I got to take you to one of your guests here, because I know Murray Wood's commentary about, Gophers. He absolutely hates Gophers. And, he in his commentary, he describes, getting rid of them through his childhood. You later today will have Daryl Crabb, I believe, right on from the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. And Murray did make a point in his commentary of saying they didn't really say how they were going to help Saskatchewan farmers. But that's what I'm curious about. Just come out and say it. How are you going to get rid of gophers?
Well, you know, that's going to be interesting. I know Daryl from the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation will perhaps make it a little more clear. But basically, it sounds like they are willing to act as the intermediary between landowners who want to get rid of their gophers and people that are members of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation, hunters, that would be happy to share their expertise in helping to rid them. I say good luck. Like, you know, there's been gophers around and their populations kind of ebb and wane over the course of the years and surge, but you can shoot a lot of gophers, but you're not going to probably solve the problem.
No kidding.
Big way. Yeah.
You even see him inside the city here now, too. But all right, what else you got on the show today?
Well, something I want to throw out to you. I don't know if you saw this story. Out of Calgary yesterday afternoon, a commercial vehicle traveling on Stony Trail, which is the big ring road that goes around Calgary. They said it suffered a catastrophic mechanical issue. Basically, its transmission fell out of the vehicle, and this shrapnel all over the road. 15 vehicles had
tire punctures. One gas tank on a vehicle was punctured. And I just want to know, have you ever gone through a mechanical failure in your car? You know, we have flat tires, that sort of thing. But have you ever had something actually fall off your vehicle, like what happened in Calgary yesterday?
I have never had anything fall off, but every lemon that I ever bought as a young man, used vehicle, would eventually wind up on the side of some highway or road not working anymore. But that would be awful to come across that.
Oh, man. Can't imagine, can't imagine. No, we got a busy show today, and like you say, it's Wednesday. I like how you give us that reminder, because I had the same thought. I woke up this morning, is this Monday? No, middle of the week already, Wednesday. Hot weather continues, and as you were talking earlier, southern parts of the province, especially some heat warnings in place, so stay cool.
Brent Lokes, in for Evan Bray here at 8:30. Thank you, Brent.